Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust.
10:03 p.m.
We vibe supreme virtuosity.
A
supernatural, unflappable command. Of stealth, power,
strength. 2021.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
10:03. It's a nice better. This is basketball that's been done quickly. The Milwaukee Bucks are your NBA champs. For real. Wow. It was a really good game. Looked like it was going to be a mirror of yesterday's, or yesterday, of Sunday's game. At least in the first half, but the Bucks just, they didn't go for that. They quickly crawled back in, and they took the lead, and they stayed there. Didn't win by a ton. For most of the second half, they didn't have a very significant lead. It was pretty close for most of that way, but Suns could never quite get back in there. And you know, the Bucks didn't have an amazing game. Middleton and Drew, they showed up at the end, but it took them a little bit. This was a game that is not going to be easy for the Suns fans to digest this, but this was a game that was there for the Suns if some other things went right for them. Booker just didn't have it today. Was completely flat. Ayton, not his finest moment for sure. He played decent to good throughout most of the series. Just didn't have it today. Had nothing. And well, I mean, Chris Paul, this is maybe one of his better games in the series. Like, one of his actual better games. It wasn't one of his least fraudy games, you know. But, it wasn't enough. Wasn't enough for him, for sure. And you could kind of tell the Bucks were scheming. They were scheming so that Chris Paul took quite a few shots tonight. They were definitely, didn't think he could beat them alone, and he proved that he could not. So that's what they went for. They made him take enough time. That this wasn't a Denver performance where Denver was just trying to make Chris Paul beat them and giving him all day to do it. The Bucks made Paul work for it just a little bit, and that little bit was enough time to make his possessions less than productive. They're productive in the way that he scored, but they weren't giving up threes, and they weren't giving up and ones and fouls. So you could kind of see where the Bucks went to that. That's your champion right there. The Bucks are the champions. Coach Bud is a month removed, or even less than that, from being potentially fired. It wasn't that long ago where even I was calling. I don't usually call for coaches' jobs, but the Bucks had one of the worst losses ever in the finals, or in the playoffs. That they lost to a Nets team 4-5, but they managed to beat a Suns team that was very game and very good, and that kind of and that had them on the ropes. So that kind of makes up for all the earlier choke jobs. And you can kind of see how all that stuff made them tough and made them more willing to fight back when things weren't quite going their way. So, yeah, good on the Bucks. And the Suns, you know. The team that loses the finals, they don't get saluted. They get love. And the Suns deserve a lot of love here for sure. They're a team that could potentially still have a pretty bright future. They have bird rights on campaign. Chris Paul sounds like he's going to opt out. But I'm sure he is more than willing to return to Phoenix. Probably happy to return to Phoenix. So they should make sure that they pay him. They should pay him. They should pay campaign. They shouldn't. Sarver should not cheap out here. They're probably going to get some players who are MLE level players that they normally couldn't get for the MLE. They should sign them. They should sign the hell out of them. This is... What is that fucking... I hope you can hear it. I'm sorry about that rocking noise. I don't know what that is. Yeah, even by my standards, that was just not acceptable. And it was also very distracting to me. Anyway. So yeah, the Suns deserve love. They should make sure and bring it all back. There shouldn't be any hesitation. The team will make much more money spending on a team that's good than they will trying to cheap out here. I am somebody who is a proponent that this team is where it is because of Booker and Ayton, not Chris Paul. But he's still an integral part of their team, and I think it sends the wrong message if they... if they don't pay him what he wants. And the Knicks will pay him what he wants. So the Suns have to do it. They have to pay him. They have to pay campaign. Campaign was a huge part of this team and arguably was their third best player several times in several playoff series this season. So he definitely needs to get paid and get paid big. They need to upgrade their backup center position, or the guy they drafted last year needs to get bigger, one of the two. But this is a team that has a bright future, and this is a team that Sun fans can feel good to cheer about, because this is a team that's going to, as long as Sarver does the right thing, is going to give them some good memories going forward. So please don't give up on this team, Phoenix Suns fans. This is a good team. Please support them. Robert Sarver, please pay these dudes. Don't be yourself. Please. Because, yeah, the Suns definitely have some more good basketball to show us. And the Bucks, you know, they're the NBA champions. And they got almost all of this team coming back next year. Now, of course, you know, it means they're going to have to go up against a healthy Nets next time, which is not something they could have done this year. But, you know, championships change teams. They change the way the players act and behave. Maybe this is what the Bucks need to, you know, kind of galvanize up and down, and be competitive, for sure. So, I think the Bucks also have a future that's bright, especially with Giannis only being 26. He's only 26 years old, y'all. That's amazing. He's not even in, like, what you consider a basketball prime yet. That's, like, 3 years away. 2 to 3 years away. So, yeah. Good on him. Good on him for sure. Good on the Bucks. Congratulations to them. All right. Next part will be my traditional post-championship season review car cast. So, if you don't want to hear, like, the shaking of a car while I record, you can hop out now. You won't miss anything. Anyway, beep. All right, 1:51 a.m. on July 20th, 2021, Wednesday. And this is the continuation of the Bucks win the NBA Finals edition of the Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Well, I think I recorded a whole another podcast that didn't quite make it. So instead of listening to me ramble for 15 minutes about almost nothing, this is going to be significantly shorter. I did get lost, which you're going to miss out on good me get lost content, especially since you don't usually hear that on this episode, on this show. You have to listen to my other shows to hear me get wildly and frighteningly lost. This, I usually, when I do car casts,
On this one, I usually have a pretty good idea of where I'm at and where I'm going. But yes, I did get quite lost there. But anyway, since I wasn't recording, it doesn't matter. I just talked about the season a little bit. It was definitely a weird season. Definitely a season that started out pretty bad. The basketball quality was pretty bad at the start. I don't think anybody wanted to be back. Some teams were really tired. Some teams were really out of practice. And it affected the quality of the sport quite a bit. But, you know, as the season moved on, things got back to normal. The play got back to normal. Things were okay. And we ended up having a really good playoff. The exception being mostly the teams that faced the first and the second seeds. Those were only kind of okay. You definitely kind of wonder about the play-in tournament and its value when it contributed so much basketball that wasn't that great in the playoffs, you know? The actual playoffs. But the play-in tournament itself was, at least one of the games was really fun to watch. The rest of the games, eh. I don't know, that Memphis game was actually, never mind, that game was actually pretty fun. But, so the West had some fun play-in games. The East play-in games were just terrible. Totally pointless. And, like, the series, like, the teams just, they looked like those extra couple games hurt them when the circuit, and they looked like the week less of rest hurt them when it got down to it, you know? So I don't know. I mean, it was a success from a rating standpoint. It wasn't a success from a good basketball standpoint. So I'm sure it'll be back next year. If it'll be back after that, who knows? But it'll probably be back next year. But yeah, weird season after a very weird, very tough season before that. This season was also tough, but, you know, the other season before was even tougher. In a way, this season also was probably more grueling for some people. I mean, travel on top of all the COVID stuff probably wasn't easy. So who knows? Who knows if this is better than the bubble or not? I guess the players will... We'll have to wait until the players can talk about it. But definitely weird. I'm not sure if it was worth it because we have players heading over to the Olympics next week. We have free agency in about a week and a half. And then we have training camp in June. So... everything is moving much too fast, much too quickly, still. for basketball purposes, like, real life is pretty slow. I don't know about y'all, but for me, it's pretty slow. But from a basketball standpoint, I guess we save some time, but we're still against it. We're still right up against it. And I guess time is going to tell of having one less month of vacation is going to have another bleed-in effect to next year. Like, at least, like, for better or worse, like, at least LeBron got some rest. You know, at least, like, most of the veteran teams got some rest. But is Phoenix going to be tired now that they basically played an extra month of basketball? Are the Bucks going to be tired now with that extra month? I bet the Bucks don't care right now. But Phoenix, they might care. And who knows what next season is going to look like. If you're looking at the COVID numbers, they're not promising. If you're somebody who lives somewhere like I am, where things are falling off the rails really fast, maybe you're already thinking about what you're going to do for the next lockdown. That's my watch telling me to go to bed, but nah. Nah. Not going to happen. Not yet. Well, I mean, I sure hope it doesn't happen yet because I'm driving, but you know, you get it. Anyway, so yeah, weird season for sure. And a season that the effects may bleed into next season. Like, there are a lot of players seriously injured, you know? Late nuts at school, don't want to turn them to school. And I guess I could or something. Nobody's going to shoot me if I turn into school. Ice cream social. Yeah, that's a really good idea while the Delta coronavirus is raging. Have an ice cream social. Smart move, dog. Anyway. What? Shit, man. My watch will not leave me alone. Anyway. So, yeah. Weird season. But I have some hope that next season will be better. I don't know if it's going to be better for me, personally, as me as a person. But I'm hoping it's overall it's better for the basketball. I hope. I mean, everybody wants things to go back to how they remember. And, you know, of course, I kind of hope that happens a little bit. But who could say? Who could say? Who can tell what is happening right now, what's going to happen in a month or two, and how much this is all going to affect us all, you know? Anyway, I'll be back next week for a draft cast, probably about almost a week from now. It's not going to be like my normal level of preparation. I just didn't have it. I just never really had the time to properly prep the way I like to prep. It just wasn't there. There wasn't the time. The season started. Everything started at the wrong time, you know. So things that normally I would have time for, I did not have time for. So this is not the right street. It's so confusing. This is the right street. But, yeah, I'll be back next week. Then, I mean, a week after that, Summer League starts. And I think free agency starts. Does it start the 7th? Am I right? Or does it just start August 1st? There's no way it starts August 1st. It can't start August 1st. Maybe it does. Who could say? I'll let you know next time. But if that's the case, there's probably not going to be the usual slew of off-season AF podcasts, which 90% of you will be really excited about. But like, two of you like those really bad shows, and unfortunately, those aren't going to be around in as much this summer. It looks like, since summer's already gone, doesn't feel like it. Usually, basketball ends and then I have all of summer to kind of like get my mind right, but basketball is just ending and my mind is not right, so well, it's not basketball's fault, it's my fault. Anyway, yeah, I'll talk to y'all next week. Great season. Stay safe, my beautiful friends, and I hope you had fun listening. I hope you continue to listen. Tell a friend, like and subscribe. I don't say that often as I'm supposed to. So, I don't know. Maybe do it this once. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Casts, Amazon Casts, all that dumb shit. Yeah, whatever. All right. Talk to y'all later. Bye.